So now the development.
Question.
And then you have like more buffers.
More buffer, okay.
We,
Okay, okay.
Got our field attention.
Yes, you are, Mr. Chairman. We're in the new business now.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hi, Randy.
Don't mean to run you off, but we're in session.
Got one more speaker in the back.
Before we, are the things shut off?
Nope.
We're still in session.
You're still in session.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to talk about?
Yes, I have. Oh, go ahead. I want to publicly welcome our new administrator.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
What were you looking at?
Thank you, guys.
The emails.
The letters.
The letters. Have they been addressed?
We're getting ready to address them. What do we need to do about that? I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't like to be told that I'm getting paid off under the table.
You see what we circled right here?
We need to do something. I don't know what that is, but I wish that the commissioner would have stayed. Maybe she could have given us some.
She can't do anything because she responded on the first bad one of those we got. She responded and it didn't shake them up a bit. Boy, it's the only thing I can tell you. I've been here a long time. If you can't stand the heat, just stay out of the kitchen.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah,
the point
I was
going
to say, that is.
I know, it's a personal attack. I've been personally attacked before.
But, let me finish. Has this been responded to by Judge Williams or Mr. Merrill?
To the point that I will not respond anymore. It's gone to legal. And I'm not going to respond. So I can visit with you about it. I walked out of the meeting when I was threatened, and that was the end of it. And
yeah,
they're going to have to go through the Taney County Legal Department for any response. Okay. So
good move.
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
If it was addressed.
I addressed it that day. So.
Well, that's good to hear.
I make a motion to adjourn.
The last time.
Second.
Wait.
Discussion.
Hang on. No, I just said this Karen Murphy was the lady that spoke the last time.
Little red-haired lady.
Yeah.
No, that's the wife of Neil.
Which one was
the
older gray-haired lady?
The red-haired lady is.
Karen,
yeah, not the red-haired.
Red-haired lady is getting married.
Okay.
They're not important enough, maybe. Yeah,
Nancy
even
is a big, tall, black-haired
yeah.
lady.
Okay.
We're not
yeah.
big.
I don't care.
No.
Okay.
If you're listening out there, good for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That was, yeah.
And she wasn't here tonight.
No, she wasn't here. Neither one.
None of them were.
I'm sure the check is in the mail.
Okay. Everybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Not yet. I think we need to address the issue that people are having. They want to sell the place. They want to be a nightly rental. But there ought to be something that we can do to help facilitate that. I don't know what it is. I don't have to go about it. I mean, I know we can't now, but there ought to be some way we can change the rules where you can get a permit to have that would be transferable from 60 days or something.
George, the rules can be changed. There's not a question about that, but it is done and it's got to go through a process, and that's spelled out in our guidance code. And we bring a recommendation before the commission, and the commission votes on it if they feel that it's urgent enough for them to take care of, and then it comes back and the rule change can be made. There is a process for it.
Yeah, can we make that recommendation? Do I need to write up what I think would be a good idea to change it? We can talk about it.
Yeah, that's what
fine.
I was thinking. I was thinking you and I could
that's
talk
fine.
About it, and I'd write up something, and we'd just present it to the Planning Commission.
Okay, well, that's what
to
gonna,
weed through, yeah.
But that's the process.
That would be the process.
And there's always room for improvement.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would be concerned with giving a blanket special use permit.
Oh, no, I'm against that totally.
Who the owner for
who
Robert,
the next owner's going to be?
For sale, you don't know who's.
Because a special permit use is issued to somebody that we have seen right there at that podium, and we as a commission make a judgment on whether this is a good thing before we give them that permission. No blanket, not with me.
So.
Until we have some way to enforce the rules,
it's really no point.
But what George is saying is there's a viable option there if we wanna do that.
Well, but then about the same token, I appreciate you saying that, but if you think that's like a blanket where we don't know who the next person is, and when you see them before we meet you a permit, I've got a problem with that. Because if we've got an area, if we've got something somebody wants to have a nightly rental on, there's a set of criteria you have to do that, and personal relationships or whatever they look, see or smell like doesn't come into it. If this is in a good location, it's something that could be a nightly rental, it needs to be. And whether it's a red-headed woman or a black-headed man or whoever it is, I don't think the personal representative, I don't see that being a criteria in the guidance code.
But the people that own the property.
They've got to prove that they're willing to have the person here representative within the city. There's several things that individuals got should come before us and acknowledge that they're going to do that. Not give them a blanket deal. You don't know who it is.
We require certain things to take place to be a nightly rental, and whoever's going to have to do that is going to have to do that regardless of what they look like or how they present themselves.
So George, I think what I'm getting from you is if you approve one and there's some way of a new applicant coming before you in a shorter time frame, like a one meeting, present their idea of the same property that's currently an approved nightly rental, that you guys would have a shorter process for that person if they met the criteria you're talking about? Is that what I'm kind of getting from you?
That's what the lady asked for, the realtor.
Mm-hmm. That you could come in with a new applicant for a one meeting, present themselves. I'm just talking it out here. We can talk it out.
You mean if it's already went through the cycle?
Oh, yeah, if it's already got the permit approved, then you guys would have the chance to ask them anything you wanted to ask them.
Well, that's what we basically went through that cycle with one on these Branson Creek ones because the owner mm-hmm. was not here, and we got a bunch of flack, a bunch of this mail, if you read all those letters, we got a bunch of flack about that. I think they were off base on that, but we had an idea of what was going on, and we did something. We amended something and changed that. But, I could go back through my papers and look, but
the other option Bob talked about was an in-office type approval, but I'd feel more comfortable if the applicants came before you guys.
If I were you, I would not want that responsibility.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just present the information. But we can get our heads together and talk about it and come up with some ideas.
But it's good, I mean, to expedite the process as much as we can. But on the other hand, not all of those real estate agents out there are 100% reputable. Now, this may come as a surprise to you.
Rick.
You don't bother me any.
Rick knows that. He deals with it. I dealt with contracting for years, and they're not all those contractors will tell people the truth.
That's, in a sense, what we're doing. Yeah. I don't want
to
do that.
There's going to be a way to do that, but
well,
I don't know.
It's already been advertised as a nightly rental.
Well, I know that.
But if you go to changing our rules and regulation, that requires a lengthy process, and it goes through a public hearing process and the whole bit, and then the commissioners after that will approve or disapprove or ignore.
I think it's something we need to address on that particular instance for sure, and it needs to be addressed probably soon because we're getting this every month.
Oh, there's going to be more before
it is just like somebody said, you know, that's the way that. Some of these realtors are trying to sell these properties. That's a big thing. Before we quit, can I address one more thing?
Can I say something first?
Absolutely.
What happened? Did our deal back in February with our new maps? Are we working? Have you got any update on that, Scott?
No, I'm still waiting to meet with the county commission to go over the draft, sort of chapter by chapter.
Okay. And when do you think this is?
Probably not this coming week, because we have that Board of Adjustments meeting on Wednesday, but the following week, we're going to start looking at scheduling some work sessions.
Right, both drafts, see which one we're going to.
We've already suggested.
You've already sent the one with the.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at.
Okay.
And I know that they're working on the map. They're into the, kind of the busy areas of the county and hitting it. So, yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good. Well, I've got a concern about Branson Creek and okaying some of these as night rentals and not okaying others. I'm afraid we've shot ourselves in the foot on that deal. And I don't know where we.
I thought we were at the time. I voted the same on every one, and I was probably wrong on every vote I cast, but I voted one way.
Yeah, and I'm just afraid of, we've got a problem started there that's going to have work.
Right now, how many do we have out there? 18, I think?
Yep.
This is 18 and 3 to 4 next.
We had 16, 17.
So the body of presidents set.
Well, that's right, but we denied some.
We're 20
after
some over.
After that president's had been set.
You denied the one that, what's her name, the real estate lady brought in here. And she was totally flabbergasted, and I did not blame her.
yeah, and I know you voted against it, but.
I did,
but
voted
you
same way.
But I just wanted to put that out there, that we need to be doing some thinking.
You got
to
be consistent, I think.
Yeah, and our, either way.
Well, I think you got to look at if there's a crooked driveway and they can't get that many cars in there, and if the neighbor next door.
We have not had one that the neighbor next door complained.
What was the old boy's name? Shout out over George.
George.
George. Scott George. Funetti's.
Yeah.
But we have not had one complain of the duplexes or townhouses.
I believe that guy was just as honest as he could be about everything he said.
Not across the street neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Well, that's just a.
I do too.
But no, I'm talking about living in the same building.
Absolutely.
What do you think? What did you think of this Georgia token?
The one that the attorney sat right over there on that seat, right over there.
No, he made a good point.
I think he's looking for an answer. He's just as confused as anybody else.
Yeah, but I believe he's just as.
Well, my problem is, where were these people 10 years ago when they were advertising?
Yeah.
You know?
And they that's what he asked.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know.
And my name's on that one flat, the Bluffs. And that was, when I surveyed that, first phase of the Bluffs, it was residential.
Yeah. And well, that's why they shifted gears, Doug, right in the middle of the deal.
The Fieldstone, we did them, they were like a condo plat for each one of those. And I don't know, I never saw any of the restrictions or covenants on any of that, but we did also the plats for those.
But, you know, these people here that wanting things done, they're just like somebody climbing a bluff. They're grabbing every straw and every root and everything they can get a hold of.
Scott, where is Neil? Ain't that his name? The last one?
Yeah.
Older man up there. Where is he coming up with all this information about buffering? And
they're taking it from reading knowledge. They're taking it from reading. They're interpreting it different.
So they're reading our code and seeing that?
Yes, it's in there. It talks about setbacks.
But the way I interpret that is, it's a commercial property and you're abutting a residential subdivision. You
that's
have
right.
to have that buffer.
Yeah.
Not what this
that's,
is.
Yeah. That's right. That's what you.
And that's how I interpret code.
But he interpreted just opposite of what you said.
A lot of them are thinking that that should be. And it should be a 2-hour fire separation. That's typical on duplexes. That's what that is.
Have you got it highlighted there, Scott?
It's just sheetrock. Well, it may be. It's two layers of type X.
Well, you know that the lady here a month ago, she said we didn't recognize setbacks and buffering outside between a house and a condo.
Steve, I'll address that, and I'll go ahead and address it because I did in that meeting. Under these general conditions for special use permits, you have the stipulation shall apply to all special use permits, and there's 5 conditions. One of those that I read says this permit does not constitute a land use change. I explained that to him just like Randy said. It's residential next to residential. So each of these specific conditions for particular special uses, each one of them, adult entertainment.